I'd like to read from one of the prophets of the Old Testament, Prophet Nahum. I'm sure you'll all be able to find it. But if you're having difficulty, in my Bible it's page 1117. Nahum chapter 1 and verse 7. It simply says, Jehovah is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. A verse in the New Testament in the Epistle to the Romans. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is then now no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. A stronghold in the day of trouble. How many thousands of people today are fleeing from homelands? Fleeing from regimes that are cruel and heartless, and seeking a stronghold in the day of their trouble, seeking a place of safety, a stronghold where they can live in peace. And we pray tonight that where there is a genuine seeking for that safety, that God will open a door of safety for them. The prophet Nahum, I don't suppose we often read him, but the prophet Nahum in these few chapters is unburdening himself with the message that God has given him. And the message is a message of judgment. A message of judgment that's coming on this great city, Nineveh. Great city in Assyria. This city had been visited by God's prophet, albeit a reluctant prophet, about 100 years before this, with God's message. It was a simple message, but it was a startling message. Message of 8 words, yet 40 days, and Nineveh will be overthrown. What did they do to the prophet? Did they chase him out? Did they stone him? Was it a grim message that he carried? No, they didn't. They heeded God's deadline, 40 days. And from the king to the lowest person in the land, they repented. And God took account of that repentance, and he drew back from the judgment that he was going to execute on Nineveh. And now, approximately 100 years down the line, someone else has said, the inhabitants of Nineveh have repented of their repentance. They have terrorized God's people in a cruel and violent way. And God is intent on bringing judgment on Nineveh. But before he brings that judgment, in this little verse that I've read, it's as if he lights a beacon as if to show there is a way of escape. Jehovah is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. You know, historians tell us that that city was encircled by walls reaching 100 feet high. And on the top of these walls, they were so wide that a chariot could go along them. And on these walls, there was a multitude of towers, massive gates, and encircled by water. A stronghold as far as man was concerned, a stronghold as far as Satan was concerned, an impregnable stronghold, but no stronghold of Satan can withstand the power of God. Tonight, I am not going to preach about Nineveh, but in the language of the hymn that we've sung, I transfer the judgment that was coming on Nineveh to the words of our hymn, which said, "This world's judgment stands recorded. Judgment is coming on this world." We may find that difficult to believe, because this world fortifies itself in so many different ways. Men and women fortify themselves with entertainment, with sport, even with religion. But I say again, no stronghold fortified by man can withstand the power of God. But before he brings that judgment into this world, in the language of this verse, he lights a beacon. God lights a beacon, which is the light of the glad tidings of the glory of the blessed God, and opens up a way of escape from that judgment. And where is that stronghold? A stronghold in the day of trouble. That stronghold is centered in a glorious person, in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can find safety as you flee to that stronghold in repentance tonight. That's what God expects in the glad tidings. Repentance towards God. Faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the road that leads to the stronghold in the day of trouble. It's a day of trouble in this world. My friend, if you still are out with the blessing that's to be found in Christ and have never opened your heart to the Lord Jesus to accept him as your personal Saviour, it's still a day of trouble for you. But the stronghold is available. God's stronghold provided in his goodness. Jehovah is good. The goodness of God shines out in the gospel. The severity of God shines out in his judgment. And that severity will be proved by this world, just as it was proved in the cross of Calvary, when my Savior suffered and died for my sins, in order that God tonight in the gospel would be offering a place of safety that the sinner can flee to. I wonder if I'm speaking to anyone here tonight who has not fled to the Lord Jesus and found the joy of accepting him as a personal Savior and friend, and discovered that in him there is safety and there's a stronghold that cannot be broken in upon, because it's based on the finished work of Christ at Calvary's cross. What a, I was going to say robust, that's not the word I'm looking for. What a certain and sure message is conveyed in the gospel, that this stronghold that cannot be undermined, cannot be overthrown by any of man's maneuvering, this stronghold is centered in the person of God's Son. And that blessed person is heralded forth as a Savior for the sinner tonight. Wonderful news. In this world that's heading fast to judgment, we see things going on just another day, and men mocking, men disregarding God, but God has fixed the day of this world's judgment, and he's fixed it, and it's going to be in the hands of the man into whose hands he's given all judgment. What a person is the person of Christ. In his hands is the administration of the gospel of God's grace today, but in these same hands that's offering grace to you and me tonight, these hands will yet administer judgment to this world that cast him out and crucified him at Calvary's cross. But today, my dear friend, he's offered as a stronghold in the day of trouble. Many troubles in this world. We look abroad and we think of the strife and conflict in these countries in the Middle East. Take it nearer home. And if you're a stranger to a Savior God, you're in trouble and you need a Savior. Because, friend, how are you going to face the day of God's judgment on your own? Like Havergal's hymn, why will you risk the peril of a lost eternity? My friend, eternity for you can be with Christ. It's not a long journey, you know, to come to this stronghold. You can find it where you're sitting in your seat tonight. Said of that dying malefactor on the cross, you know, often been spoken about from here, I presume, that in the morning he was out of Christ, no link with Christ. By noontime he was in Christ, having put his faith in Christ. And by evening he was with Christ. That's the journey that's open in the gospel to the sinner tonight. Out of Christ, without a Savior, can it be? Oh friend, how solemn. In Christ, by simply putting your trust in him, finding the power and preciousness of his finished work at Calvary, and with him. Today thou shalt be with me in paradise. That was the dying thief's conclusion to that day. And that's what's open in the gospel to even the vilest sinner, that God is offering this stronghold in the day of trouble to all who put their trust in him. And he knoweth them that trust in him. How beautiful that is. We were reminded yesterday, you know, that God knows all who put their trust in him. The newspapers don't, but God knows. The Lord knows those that are his. Let me ask you personally, dear friend, do you belong to the Lord Jesus? It's fine to come along to the preaching, but to belong to the Lord Jesus involves a personal transaction with him. And that personal transaction involves you putting your faith in him. As we said, there's nothing else left for you and I to do. All the work for sinners done. What a work it was. Work at Calvary's cross. Yes, we sang that man awarded the cross to him, but in that cross, on that cross at Calvary, he took on the whole burden of sin. And he faced up to God's judgment on sin. And because God has expended his judgment on Christ has made sin at the cross, there's a way of escape from the judgment of this world. And that way can only lead to one person, and that person is the Lord Jesus Christ. Friend, that route is open for you to take tonight. Will you take it and prove the impregnability of the stronghold that has Christ's name upon it? Proverbs says, you know, the name of Jehovah is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and are safe. My friend, if you want to know safety for your soul tonight, run to Christ, flee to Christ. You'll find it there. You'll find it in no one else. Satan, of course, builds up his strongholds. But you know, his strongholds are not impervious to the power of God. You look at the gospel, you find the Lord Jesus going across that lake to the country of the Gadarenes. And if ever there was a stronghold of Satan, it was in that man called Legion in the country of the Gadarenes. Bound and fettered, he broke the binding. Didn't live in a house, lived in the tombs, possessed by demons. Satan had him secure under his power. No, he hadn't. Lord Jesus went over there, and we find that man at the feet of Christ, sitting, clothed and sensible. What a transforming effect the Lord Jesus can have on lives that are ruined by sin and Satan. There's lives today that are ruined by sin and Satan. And as these lives are open to receive the Lord Jesus, they are completely transformed. And so your life and my life as we come to know Christ should be totally changed. He knoweth them that trust in him. You may shelter and say, well, I can shelter in this little company here. Persons can shelter in crowds. But the Lord knows those that are his. What I want, what my concern is tonight, do you know that you belong to the Lord Jesus? And to know that, you must trust him. You must trust his finished work. You must put your faith in the shed blood of Jesus. It's not enough to be associated with some religious company. You must know the person for yourself. Friend, if you haven't made that move to Christ, make it tonight. Make it tonight. So, there's that man in the country of the Gadarenes. And not only is he brought to the feet of Christ, clothed and sensible, but he becomes a representative for Christ in the Decapolis and all these cities, seeking to spread the news concerning the great things that God has done for him. What a story. What a story to tell. And everyone who has been to Christ and found him as a stronghold in the day of trouble, everyone should have a story to tell of the great things that God has done for him. But if Satan's strongholds can be broken down by the power of God, there's one thing sure. No power on heaven or on earth can break into the stronghold that can be found in the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you flee to him, put your faith in him, in the words of our scripture in Romans, you will discover there is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. What a situation to discover. If I'd read from the beginning of Romans, that same man who speaks in Romans 8, I would find the case against him in the beginning of Romans built up and built up until he's appearing before the Supreme Court of all courts, God's court, and he's proclaimed to be, have come short of the glory of God. He's proclaimed to be guilty before God. Judgment about to be passed, condemned. What has happened between Romans 3 and Romans 8? What has happened is that God has shone out in his mercy, and that mercy has been personified in the one who is the mercy seat by faith in his blood. Wonderful person is the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, there was a stronghold in the book of Samuel. It says that of Jerusalem that they said to David, you're not coming in here. We fortified the city. You're not coming in here. But David took it, and he took the stronghold of Zion. And I can tell you tonight that Zion is in divine hands. And these hands from Zion are dispensing mercy. They dispensed it to a Saul of Tarsus. Mercy was shown me, he said. They're dispensing it tonight. What it needs from you is a cry for that mercy, like that man who could not lift up his eyes to heaven, but could say, God, have mercy, have compassion on me, the sinner. It doesn't need a great long speech. It simply needs a claim on the mercy of God. I don't know any such claim that has ever been withheld. Everyone has been granted, and has been granted on the power of the name of Christ. And so the stronghold of Zion is dispensing mercy. And that mercy is witnessed in God setting forth his own Son, the Lord Jesus, as a mercy seat through faith in his blood. You know, the mercy seat comes from the tabernacle setting. And it wasn't seen by the public. No Israelite could enter where the mercy seat was. No Israelite could see it. No common person could see it. But in this dispensation, by virtue of the work of Christ, God has set forth his mercy seat through faith in his blood. And God looks on that mercy seat, and the blood meets his eye. And you, as you approach that mercy seat, can see the blood sprinkled 7 times before it. And it gives you the full assurance that that is all you need. It's all you need to secure blessing that God is holding out to you in Christ. And so, there is no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. The writer of Romans took a while to come to that, you know. Not only sins forgiven, that's the, you might say, the first blessing of the gospel. And peace, having been justified in a risen Christ, peace towards God. But coming into the favor. Paul speaks in Romans 5 of the favor in which we stand. And you can stand in the warmth and joy of the love of God. And you standing before God, there is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. It says later on in the same chapter, it is God that justifies. Who is he that condemns? If anyone points a finger at you and doubts your salvation, they're not pointing a finger at you. They're pointing a finger at the work of Christ and doubting the authenticity of the work of Christ. The work of Christ has satisfied God's eye. It has satisfied every claim of God. There's no doubt, no doubts about the work of Christ. No condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. Dear fellow believer, do you realize the wonder of the standing, the new standing that you have in Christ before God? Not the man on the cross now, not the man in the grave, but the man who fills God's presence. You are found in him before God if you put your faith in his precious work at Calvary. And if you believe that God has raised him from among the dead, that's the joy, that's the fullness, that's the blessedness of salvation. Well, that's my Saviour. I just commend him to you. A stronghold in the day of trouble. You may have personal troubles. You may have personal afflictions, whether at school, college, whether just in the course of ordinary life. Flee to Christ. He's the firm stronghold. There's nothing that comes across your life that he cannot help you in. Stronghold, I commend it to you. It's sure, it's certain. And the road to it is open to you tonight. If by faith you take it, may you do so, and may God bless the world.